Bill Conway, age 55, occupation project manager and school board trustee with Waterloo Catholic District School Board. How long have you lived in Cambridge? Lifelong resident. Do you reside in the ward, city you are running in?
Yes, I live in Ward 6 with my family.
Why are you running in this election?
I am running for Cambridge City Council for Ward 6, to serve our community and to give back by bringing new perspectives and new experiences in being an advocate for change and growth with positive outcomes for the city. I will look at issues by listening and communicating with our community and fostering a collaborative approach with our mayor and other city councillors in our work to solve problems and provide the best solutions for the common good to the citizens of the city of Cambridge.
What qualifies you to represent your ward?
I believe my experience as a project manager for nearly 25 years with two of Cambridge's largest industrial automation employers, along with my 8 years' experience as a trustee for the Waterloo Catholic District School representing Cambridge and North Dumfries, with 2 years as chair of the board, demonstrates my knowledge and experience in both business management and municipal government. I am also engaged in the community through fundraising efforts with the United Way Waterloo Region, 100 Men Who Give a Damn Waterloo Region and Walk a Mile in Their Shoes in support of the YWCA, which makes me an excellent choice to represent the people of Ward 6 on Cambridge City Council for 2022-2026.
Why should people vote for you?
By voting for me, Bill Conway, I will be the voice on important issues, challenges and opportunities, along with supporting city services that makes Cambridge a better place to live. I will be committed to collaborating with those I represent in Ward 6, local businesses, community organizations, and advocating for Cambridge interests at all levels of government. My focus will be on being a responsible steward of city assets and accountable spending of taxpayer dollars, supporting and advocating for those working with the most vulnerable, development decisions that are sustainable and responsible, promoting our city's architecture and natural beauty, including rivers, trails, parks for citizens and tourism.
What do you see as the main issues facing residents of the ward?
In Ward 6, I have heard from residents about their concerns with speeding, in particular around the multiple schools which are located along Myers Road, with the request to adding speed bumps and speed cameras in the school zones to increase safety. Furthermore, across Ward 6, I have heard of concerns of speeding in residential streets and those not adhering to making full stops at stop signs, with the request for more police presence. I have heard from residents with the concerns with the proposed development along Water Street South and how that will impact the adjacent neighborhood and the loss of green space.
What do you see as the main issues facing residents of Cambridge on a broader scale?
Housing affordability, both to purchase and rent. There is also an increasing number of seniors who are not able to afford housing due to pensions not meeting the rising costs of inflation. The increasing homelessness of all ages, the need to increase support to the most vulnerable in our community with more services and programs, ensuring that development that is sustainable and responsible. What is the most important thing you want to see changed in Cambridge?
I believe reducing homelessness and supporting our most vulnerable with services and programs are two key areas that need to change in the coming years. These should be of high priority, with specific goals and timelines to reaching these goals, while reporting back to the Council of Cambridge on progress.
More programming for seniors and specific strategies on addressing the pressure that seniors have facing in dealing with increased housing costs.
What services need to be improved in Cambridge?
I believe that recreational services need to be improved. This would mean more investment in sports facilities, parks and sports fields, and increased bike trails and bike lanes and skate parks.
Is Cambridge growing too fast, just the right amount, or not fast enough?
I think that growth of Cambridge will continue to increase as more people see all that Cambridge has to offer and the many benefits and want to live here. I believe what is most important is that the decisions for growth are thoughtful and responsible, with open and transparent communication of the plans for the growth.
What can be done at the local level about the rising cost of housing?
I think that bringing more and varied housing to Cambridge that will suit the broader needs of many, which will help alleviate and stabilize the increasing cost of housing.
What can be done locally about the homelessness issue?
I think that the city needs to work with all levels of government, along with partnering with organizations that build affordable housing, developing strategies to build temporary, transitional, and permanent type housings which will be geared to income.
This strategy would include identifying buildings or land that could be used for housing of the homeless.
How do we make Cambridge an even better city to live in? I believe more work needs to be done to promote and enhance our three cores with more activities, such as festivals, music, art, for local tourism and out-of-region tourism. We also need better sports facilities and fields to attract tournaments and other recreational events for the city as well as those who visit. These initiatives would aim to promote local businesses. To learn more about Bill, visit the following links. Conway 4 Ward 6. CA Facebook, @Conway 4 Ward 6 Twitter, @Conway 4 Ward 6.